Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Count Basie in Los Angeles, 1942, to start things off. A Buster Harding arrangement of Rusty Dusty Blues. Round in a brand new car.
wouldn't buy it. You're not used to caviar. Now get up, get up, get up, get up, woman. Get up off your big bad rusty dusty. Don't dare me. Get up, get up, get up, woman. Get up off your big bad rusty dusty. Get up, mama. Get up before you get too rusty. Now you got the very best, best of everything. Yes, baby, you got the best of everything. You better lose that champagne taste. Cause I'm so afraid, mama.
Count Basie, 1942 in Los Angeles. Rusty Dusty Blues and Jimmy Rushing doing the singing. Rusty Dusty. A little bit before, and I think it had been November of 41, Basie brought in his new singer, Lynn Sherman. They're going to do All of Me. And listen carefully because there's a beautiful creation on trumpet by Buck Clayton. All of Me, 1941, Count Basie.
Oh, that once was my heart.
Count Basie, 1941, an arrangement by Jimmy Mundy for All of Me, sung to you by Lynn Sherman, and that wonderfully tender trumpet solo by Buck Clayton, where he plays the melody a little bit and doesn't go too far away from it and puts his own little stamp on it. Columbia Records, Count Basie. Graham Bell now, his piano, his brother Roger playing cornet, Harold Broadbent, trombone soloist, and Don Roberts going to play a beautiful clarinet solo. 1944, we go down to Melbourne. And Ampersand Records, Ampersand, you probably know that word, ampers, invented a new way of writing the word and. It's that kind of curvy E, capital E with a line going down through it. And so the name came out, Ampersand record label, Melbourne, 1944, Graham Bell, and this is called Unrealistic Blues. From Australia, Graham Bell's band, 1944, for Ampersand Records, Unrealistic Blues. And Bell playing the piano and Roger Bell the cornet. Nice solo on trombone by Harold Broadbent and Don Roberts, clarinet, 1944. Atlanta, Georgia now, 1930, the Birmingham Jubilee Singers, Charlie Bridges, Leo Key, Dave Osbrooks, and James Rickey. and their variation of Dixie Bobo.
Everybody just as happy as can be.
Now this is
about to dancing at the age of three.
Now this
everybody's dancing all around the floor.
Now
they do a lot of steps we never saw before.
Ha 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 ho.
That's the dance called the Dixie.
The phone's done
now.
Oh, well, it's honing on a girl
from my hometown.
Oh, well,
she
they don't drink nothing but that Moscow towel or wine.
Say no, come on your round as if you want to take a chance.
Go and learn
and it. Learn that Dixie Bobo sets you in a trance.
Down it's
first to do that to me. Way down low, Lord, you ride pretty mama, do that Dixie Bobo.
Birmingham Jubilee Singers, Atlanta, 1930, Vocalion Records, Dixie Bobo. A gorgeous harmony in the placement of the harmonies, high to low. Just four people. Wonderful. Birmingham Jubilee Singers. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Well, you're lucky if you're listening to the program to hear what I have to offer and to get this, that this is one of those Sundays when El Malecón brings you a modern-day variety show. That's right, and I've spoken about this a lot because it's important. It goes back in history. You know, 60, 70 years ago, you could go to almost any place and hear singers and watch dancers and all of that. Well, you can now at El Malecón from 6 to 8:30 tonight. Bob Hammer's Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, plus Stephanie Porter and Bernie Jacobs and others. And it's quite something to see. I just wish I could be there, but I have to be here. And by the time I got there, it would be almost over. I wish I could be there. But I hear back from you. Many of you have called me and written me and saying, thanks for telling me about this. There's no cover. You can take the family. It's wonderful Mexican cuisine. Post Alley and Seneca in Seattle. And if you want to call me here, I'll give you the phone number if you want to find out a little bit more about it. But the main thing is that it's a modern day enactment of what we used to call the variety show. Lots of stuff. And it's just wonderful to see all these people who are just like you, just doing stuff. And they're creating for you. And it helps you, too, because you don't have to be sitting at home watching the tube. You can go out and talk to people who are actually there, and they're having a great time. And you're having a great time as well, I'm sure. That's 6 to 8:30. Post Alley and Seneca, El Malecon. Bob Hammer's Full Circle Ensemble. And well worth it. Thelonious Monk now, 1951, the alternate take and the master take of Ask Me Now. He, of course, on piano. Al McKibben playing the bass, and the great Art Blakey on drums. 1951 for Blue Note. Thank you. Thelonious Monk Trio, 1951 for Blue Note Records, and the two takes, alternate first and master second, of Monk's Ask Me Now. Al McKibben bass, Art Blakey on the drums. 36 years later in Italy at the Geneva Jazz Festival there, and for Red Record Company, Joe Henderson, Charlie Hayden, and Al Foster recorded their version of Ask Me Now.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Joe Henderson, tenor sax, Charlie Hayden bass, and Al Foster, just so carefully touching the drums. Geneva Jazz Festival in Italy, sometime in the summer of 1987, as recorded by Red Record, and the composition, Ask Me Now, by Thelonious Monk. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru. Every Subaru is built in a zero landfill plant. Subaru is currently celebrating spring with the Subaru Love Spring event at Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru. More information at chaplinsubaru.com. The Executive MBA program at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business, offering mid-career professionals a 21-month work-compatible executive MBA with weekly or monthly sessions. Details at foster.washington.edu/EMBA.
Let's go to 1936. This is one of my favorite songs. It has been since I was listening to music. It was written totally by Johnny Mercer. It's going to be sung to you by trombonist Jack Teagarden. And here it is.
A cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how. I sure ain't fixin' to start it now. Yippee-i-oh-ki-yay, yippee-i-oh-ki-yay. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in that Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in a 48. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go, cause I learned them all on the radio. Ba 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 ba
zoo, and the Indians make you a rug or two, and the old bar eggs is a barbecue. Oh, I can't cut that one, Pops, you got my piece of the sauce. Look out, Texas, here I come, right back where I started from.
Frankie Drumbauer and his orchestra and his C melody saxophone. Brunswick Records, 1936. I'm an Old Cow Hand, written by Johnny Mercer. Trombonist and vocalist Jack Teagarden, his brother Charlie playing the trumpet. Matty Matlock on clarinet, Carl Kress guitar, and always fascinating drumming by Ray Baduk. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. Bud Powell Trio, Bud on piano, Curly Russell bass, Max Roach on drums, 1947 for Roost, Thelonious Monk's off minor, and appropriately, I think, Gene DePaul's I'll Remember April. Bud Powell on piano, his trio, including Curly Russell bass and Max Roach on the drums. Roost Records, 1947, Off Minor by Thelonious Monk, and I'll Remember April by Gene DePaul. Bud Powell. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. Mrs. Waller's son Thomas would like to come in now and sing a couple of them for you.
Today's the day that all us cats must surely do our bit. We all must do our share so Uncle Sam can hit. Save up all your pots and pans, save up every little thing you can. Don't give it away, get some cash for your trash, yeah. Save up all that old newspaper, save and pile it like a high skyscraper. Don't give it away, get some cash for your trash. In between we'll do some loving, white handsome turtles doving. Will you listen to me, honey? Get plenty of the folding money. Save up all your nine and ten, but when you go to turn it in, don't give it away. Get some cash for your trash.
Thank you. gets it, Mr. Joe. You kill him and you know. You're poison when you know. That gets it, Mr. Joe. That gets it, Mr. Joe. You get him when you go. You make him holler, oh, ow, oh. That gets it, Mr. Joe. Say, you've got something on the keys that thrills me to the bone. Flying fingers like the breeze, got such perfect tone. That gets it, Brother Joe. Yeah. You put 'em on the spot, hey. Then you give 'em all you got, brother. That really gets it, Mr. Joe. I agree. Yeah, take it, Joe. At every pound, Mr. Joe, sure does.
baby child. Wherever you go, I want to be by your side. To do me like you do. Don't drive me away. I may come to be a lot of help to you someday. Yeah, swing it. That's what I'm talking about.
Set of four for you, starting with Thomas Fatzwalter and his Rhythm, 1941 for Bluebird Records, Cash for Your Trash, and that gets it, Mr. Joe. Then Memphis Minnie, her guitar, her voice, Chicago 1938 for Vocalion, I'd Rather See Him Dead, Long As I Can See You Smile, 1938 in Chicago. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
St. Martin's University in Olympia. On Tuesday, May 3rd at 6:30 p.m., St. Martin's will be hosting an open house showcasing its various graduate programs. Information about St. Martin's graduate programs at stmartin.edu.
Art Blakey coming in now. He was for years associated with a band that was just simply called The Messengers, and he brought in new talent and changed the membership, always giving young players a chance. And his first record as the leader, called Art Blakey and His Messengers, came in 1947 for Blue Note Record. This one's an octet. Most of the time it was a quintet or a sextet. But this one has eight pieces and is wonderful. You'll hear Groove Street and Bop Alley.
Thank you.
Art Blakey and his messengers early on, December 1947. Just getting started. Had a contract for a 78 record with Blue Note Records. That's something. Groove Street and Bop Alley. Eight-piece band. Kenny Durham on trumpet. Howard Bowie on trombone. Edmund Gregory alto. Orlando Wright tenor. Ernie Thompson baritone saxophone. Walter Bishop piano. Laverne Baker string bass. And Blakey playing the drums right there. And here's something. I want to tell you again about O'Malicon. It's that kind of Sunday for the variety show. Many of you over the last many months have gone down there and told me what a great time you had. Tonight, 6 to 8:30, Bob Hammer's Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, Stephanie Porter, one of the great original talents in this neighborhood, will be there. You'll be able to hear her sing. Bernie Jacobs, extremely talented young man. And wait till you hear him sing Kansas City. I've never heard it like he does it, and it's really quite something. Post Alley and Seneca in Seattle. El Malecon, great Mexican food. And you can go there with your family. There's no cover charge. That's right. Go there. You want to give them a call, give me a call. I'll give you the number if you want to find out about if they have enough picnic tables for your family. Well, I hope it's the case because you get out. It's a beautiful day. Take the family down there. This is what the music's all. This is the way a variety show used to be. Dancers and great music and ensembles, instrumentals, vocals, everything. 6 to 8:30 tonight. El Malecon, Post Alley and Seneca. I recommend it highly. And as I said before, I wish I could be there, but I'm here. Oh, right. Ruth Etting, great singer. 1928 on piano, Phil Swartz.
In your smiling eyes, I see paradise when you're close to my heart. Never thought I could, never dreamed I would miss you when we're apart. Maybe you've doubted me too. Here's how I feel about you. When you're gone, I wander on. To all the world, I'm like a stranger and I'm so forlorn. When you're with somebody else, each night and day, gray, the birds, the bees, the trees, the summer breezes fade away when you're with somebody else. It's hard to care and have to share the love that I've known. Oh, can't you see I want you all for my own? So who's to blame? I hope and pray and keep on wondering if you feel the same when you're with somebody else. Oh, when you're gone, I wander on to all the world. I'm like a stranger and I'm so forlorn when you're with somebody else. Each night and day, skies are gray, the birds, the bees, the trees, the summer breezes just fade away when you're with somebody else. It's hard to care and have to share the love, sweet love that I've known. Can't you see I want you all for my own? keep on wondering if you feel the same when you're with somebody, when you're with somebody else.
Ruth Etting singing for you, Columbia Records, 1928. Phil Schwartz playing the piano. When You're With Somebody Else, written by Etting and Abel Baer and L. Wolfe Gilbert. Now, she's going to come back with Phil Schwartz and sing Back in Your Own Backyard, and I'm going to chase that. Back in Your Own Backyard was written by Al Jolson, Dave Dreyer, and Billy Rose. And Ruth Etting in 1928 will sing it for you. Then Billie Holiday in 1938 with her orchestra. And then Les Brown and his band of renown at the Hollywood Palladium with Joanne Greer singing it. Ruth Etting, Billie Holiday, Joanne Greer.
With feathers of lies right under your eyes, standing in your own backyard.
three versions of Back in Your Own Backyard, written by Al Jolson, Dave Dreyer, and Billy Rose. Ruth Etting, 1928, accompanied by Phil Swartz on the piano. Billie Holiday and her own orchestra, 1938, for Vocalion Records, with a beautiful solo on tenor by Lester Young. And for Choral Records, Les Brown and his Band of Renown, 1953, at the Hollywood Palladium in Los Angeles. An arrangement by Skip Martin and Joanne Greer singing, with Dave Pell's tenor saxophone. Right there. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Bainbridge Island Chamber of Commerce and its members, including Bainbridge Organic Distillers, makers of Bainbridge Legacy Organic Vodka and other spirits, all made with local organic grains. Info at BainbridgeDistillers.com.
I want to stay with some singing for you. Ivy Anderson, who made a name for herself in association with Duke Ellington's band. And then when she retired and was in L.A., she was associated with a Chicken Shack, a wonderful place to go have some food and listen to jazz. The first record date she had with Ellington produced It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, an anthem by Ellington and his cornetist Bubber Miley. Bubber supposedly said that. It don't mean a thing, man, if it ain't got that swing. And so Ellington, you know, hey, all right. You'll hear Joe Nanton's trombone and Johnny Hodges on his alto saxophone. Brunswick Records, 1932, and Ivy Anderson.
What I do. What I do, da da do, da da do.
Thank you.
for their shelter. No helter-skelter, no blues around. I'm tired of roaming, that's why I'm homing. I'm Delta-bound. When night is falling, my levee's calling and keeps a-calling. I'm going down, I'm in a hurry. My heart's a-flurry, I'm Delta-bound. Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear those doggies singing in that free and easy manner. I've been a rover, now that's over. Knee-deep in clover, I'll soon be found. I'm on my way now, most any day now, I'm Delta-bound.
Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington, 1932 for Brunswick Records. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. And Delta Bound, written by Alex Hill. And Harry Carney's baritone, Joan Anton's trombone. Juan Teasel's valve trombone, all of that in there. Cootie Williams and his trumpet. Ellington, of course, always on piano. And all of that. By the way, Mosaic Records came out with a box of all of Ellington's works for Brunswick in the 1930s. I recommend it to you. I think it's number 248, but I'm not sure. Just get a hold of Mosaic and you'll find out about that. But all that I play today of Ivy is there, plus much more of what she did to the band. We'll hear four now, this into 1933, all written by Harold Arlen. For those of you that watch The Wizard of Oz, Mr. Arlen was the one who wrote all of the music for The Wizard of Oz, plus tons of other things. His lyricist for this project, Ted Kohler, longtime lyricist associated with Arlen. We will hear from the pen of Arlen and Kohler, I've Got the World on a String, Happy as the Day is Long, Raisin the Rent, and Get Yourself a Broom and Sweet Sweep the Blues Away.
Sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a life, what a world, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so and so if I'd ever let it go. Wa-da-da-da-do. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a life, what a world, I'm in love. As the day is long, I haven't got a dime to lend. I've got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire. I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I've got my peace of mind, knock wood. I hear that love is blind, that's good. Cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long.
Thank you. bad luck has forced me down to my last 1 cent. I'm right in the middle of solving that riddle known as raising the rent. Still beg or borrow, got till tomorrow. Landlord's a mean old gent. It's come to a showdown and he wants the lowdown if I'm raising my rent. Better times are taking too long. Panic's on and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song. Trouble has got me down. I've made my mind up, I'd rather wind up camping out in a tent than being in the middle of solving that riddle known as raising my rent. If you haven't any, buy yourself a new broom, sweep the blues away. Spend a half a dollar. If you don't, you're a horse's collar. Tidy up that blue room and keep the blues away. Unless I miss my guess, happiness doesn't hide around corners. Get wise, use your eyes. Maybe you'll get a pleasant surprise. Change that hard luck story. Everything will be honky-dory. Get yourself a new broom and sweep the blues away.
Ivy Anderson singing with Duke Ellington and his orchestra in 1933 for Brunswick Records. What did we hear? All by Harold Arlen, the music, and Ted Kohler, the words. I've Got the World on a String, Happy as the Day is Long, raising the rent, and get yourself a broom and sweep the blues away. Ivy Anderson on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fifth Avenue Theater, presenting Guys and Dolls. Gangsters and gals gamble on love in this all-new production. Opens May 12th. Tickets at fifthavenue.org.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Hope you're having a fine time. Hope your life's fine and you're getting along and finding out some things about yourself, your own solo, as I say occasionally. You don't have to go looking for it because you carry it around with you all the time. You just have to ask yourself, what's my solo? And you'll find out about that. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Cornet Chop Suey. That's right. Cornet Chop Suey, written by Louis Armstrong. May have been written by his wife, Lil. But let's say both of them, Lil and Louis Armstrong. Cornet Chop Suey. He brought it to us in Chicago 1926 with his Hot Five. And I'm going to chase it. Ruby Braff in Paris with George Ween's band. 1969 will do it. Then Louis in 1938 will do It's Wonderful, a Stuff Smith composition, and then back to Braff in Paris. So chasing Cornet Chop Suey, Louis Armstrong first, Ruby Braff second, then It's Wonderful. Louis Armstrong first, and Ruby Braff second.
Wonderful to look into your eyes and realize you give a little bit. It's wonderful to know that you love me. It's glorious to feel that I'm a part of you, sweetheart. To share your happiness is marvelous. Our lovely love can be. Who'd dream that I'd be allowed through the doorway of heaven? I'm drifting high on a cloud. You're an angel in this. Is heaven, Mama. It's wonderful to have your lips divine combine with mine and dream forevermore. It's wonderful to know that you love me. Oh, babe, you love me too.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong alternating with Ruby Braff, four of them for you. Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, Chicago 1926, and Cornet Chop Suey. Louis Cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Lil Hardin Armstrong piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo. Then in Paris 1969 for BYG Records, Ruby Braff, cornet, George Ween, piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Larry Ridley bass, and Don LeMond on the drums. Then Louis Armstrong's orchestra and his trumpet this time, and his voice, It's Wonderful, written by Stuff Smith, Cameron Wells, and Mitchell Parrish, with an arrangement by the pianist and the band leader behind Louis, Louis Russell. And then back to Ruby Braff's Paris band and their version of It's Wonderful. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Farmers Market of Olympia, offering fresh flowers, starts for the garden, and a wide variety of fresh products from eggs, breads, fish, meats, and cheeses to handcrafted works by local artisans. The Olympia Farmers Market, open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 3.
Bring in another trumpet player now for your listening pleasure. This is Red Rodney, 1957 for Signal Records. With him, Ira Sullivan, tenor saxophone, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Oscar Pettiford, bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums.
Thank you. like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. There's the moon above, and it gives my heart a lot of swing. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel it must be spring. I want you so now. You have lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much. Lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much. You better go, because I like you much too much.
A set for you, starting with Red Rodney, his trumpet, 1957, Ira Sullivan tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Star Eyes by Gene DePaul, and You Better Go Now by Robert Graham and Buckley Reichner. And so we might hear Buckley's lyric, Billie Holiday, 1945, an arrangement by bass player Bobby Haggart for her. On You Better Go Now, 1945, for Decca, though Red Rodney was on Signal Records, 1957. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Leah Delaria, comedian, actress, and jazz singer. Leah Delaria will be performing live at the Triple Door Saturday, May 7th, with musical direction by Jeanette Mason. Tickets and information at thetripledoor.net.
My Lord, keep those wow, wow. Get on board. Better get your ticket now, my Lord, keep wow, 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 wow. Gospel train is coming. You better get your business. You better set your house in order, friends. You know the thing gonna be here tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Don't you hear the whistle? Hear the bells are tolling. Don't you hear the engine exhausting, friends? You know the thing gonna be here tonight.
Oh, Lord.
Now before she enters the pearly gates of heaven, can't you imagine that you can hear this train go? She blows upon the Lord's soul. You know the train gonna be here tonight. Then she blows me.
Ah! You better set your house in order, friend. You know the train gonna be here.
Let's don't want tomorrow to have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. Just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. Nobody else.
A set of three, and starting with the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet. For Bluebird Records, recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina, 1937. Golden Gate Gospel Train, traditional. That group, wonderful, from Tidewater, Virginia. They are Henry Owens, Willie Johnson, Orlandis Wilson, and William Langford. Then, Steph Smith, his violin and his voice, with Freddie Jefferson on piano. And Pete Glover, playing string bass, and Smith wrote, Is. I might think Bill Clinton wrote that, but I don't think so. Musicraft, 1945. Sarah Vaughan, 1947, with Ted Dale, doing an arrangement of Love Me or Leave Me, written by Walter Donaldson and lyric by Gus Kahn. Clarinet work by Sam Musiker and Nick Tagg, playing piano throughout there for her. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Sleeping Lady, a Leavenworth Mountain Resort nestled on the banks of Icicle Creek, offering an array of recreational, culinary, and agritourism packages. Info on packages at sleepinglady.com.
Now, I want to chase a composition written by Pete Johnson and Joe Turner. Joe Turner, the Kansas City singer, and Pete Johnson, the Kansas City piano player. We'll start with the composers, 1938 for Vocalion, their version. And then 1955, Count Basie decided to bring it out again, this time with his fine vocalist of the time, Joe Williams, to sing. You'll hear a fine trombone solo by Benny Powell and tenor sax by Frank West. Chasen, roll 'em, Pete.
Well, it won't try to quit beautiful, but you got to die someday. Well, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. All I want, little loving, bet you before you pass away. Roll it, boy, let them jump for joy. Yeah, man, have you had a baby boy?
Well, oh, well.
Nice long set for you. Starting out with Joe Turner singing and Pete Johnson playing the piano. 1938 for Vocalion Records and their composition Roll 'em Pete. Then a jump to 1955, Clef Records, Count Basie and his orchestra, his piano, and their version of Roll 'em Pete with a vocal by Joe Williams, trombone soloist Benny Powell, and tenor saxophone soloist Frank West. Then Count Basie for AFRS Recordings, that's Armed Forces Radio Service, 1944 in L.A., and Harvard Blues, written by Tab Smith and George Fraser, vocal by Jimmy Rushing, Buddy Tate's tenor saxophone, and Dickie Wells, trombone. Let's end the program with Ma Rainey, with her Tub Jug Washboard Band in 1928 in Chicago for Paramount. She and Thomas A. Dorsey wrote this. It's called A Victim of the Blues. Chicago, 1928, Paramount Records, and her composition with Thomas A. Dorsey, A Victim of the Blues. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.